Chapter 1. Winter's chill swept through the darkened streets of New York City, cloaking the towering skyscrapers in an eerie silence. Among the labyrinthine alleys of this concrete jungle, Jack Turner, a 26-year-old IT genius with piercing blue eyes, navigated the bustling metropolis with an air of confidence that seemed to blend seamlessly with his European complexion and tousled brown hair. Born and raised in the Bronx, Jack's lean frame and quick stride reflected the resilience and street-smart edge instilled by his gritty hometown. Despite the bitter cold, he moved with the agility of someone intimately familiar with the rhythm of the city, his Bronx roots evident in every step. Draped in his black coat, Jack bid farewell to his female colleagues, sharing a last round of playful banter before shouldering the responsibility of his IT profession. With a sense of purpose, he departed from his workplace, located amidst the city's buzzing tech hub, and began his journey toward the Times Square 42nd Street subway station. As he descended into the depths of the underground, the fluorescent lights flickered overhead, casting sporadic shadows that danced across his path. The train car he entered was a hive of activity, a microcosm of the city above. Jack stood among the crowd. The distinct aroma of cologne was mixed with the musty scent that was the hallmark of the metro tunnel systems. He gripped the stainless steel pole before him, steadying himself against the subway car's motion, all the while scanning the myriad of faces surrounding him. Then his gaze locked onto an elderly Chinese man, elegantly dressed in an expensive suit that seemed out of place amidst the ordinary commuters. The man's complexion was ashen, and beads of sweat glistened on his forehead. His eyes darted around, a mixture of fear and desperation hidden within their depths. Jack's eyes tracked the short man weaving through the crowd, his movements a blend of urgency and calculated evasion. Jack's attention snagged on a burly figure forcefully making his way through the carriage, his imposing frame contrasting starkly with the tense atmosphere. The stranger's eyes were locked onto the elderly Chinese man, the intent in his gaze unmistakable. Jack's mind raced, piecing together the puzzle before him. The old man's eyes met Jack's, a flicker of recognition passing between them. Jack's memories conjured up an image from a few months prior, the opulent office of New York's most prestigious Wall Street building that was once the headquarters of the oldest bank in New York. The Oriental man had been seated behind a grand mahogany desk, his sharp eyes sizing up Jack, turning the job interview into an interrogation. Now, the man halted beside Jack, his breath heavy but resolute. "I know you?" questioned the Chinese man. "Yes, you interviewed me," replied Jack. "Your name?" "Jack Turner." "I need your help, Jack." He pressed a folded piece of paper into Jack's hand. "Hold this for me," the man whispered urgently, his accent adding a sense of mystery to his words. "It is important. Keep it safe." Confusion etched Jack's face as he glanced down at the document, then back to the man. "What's on it?" "Better you don't know." "How will I return it?" A wry smile tugged at the corner of the gentleman's lips. "Don't worry, I'll find you. I have your resume." Before Jack mustered another question, the ominous figure drew closer, his menacing presence impossible to ignore. The elderly man's gaze flicked to his pursuer, and without another word, he abandoned Jack, stepped outside the train, and melted into the crowd. As the aggressor sprinted past Jack and burst out of the railway carriage compartment, Jack caught a glimpse of his distinct traits, a military-style buzzed haircut and a rugged scar tracing beneath his right eye. He swiftly narrowed the gap with remarkable speed, his target now mere inches away. Jack's eyes remained trained on the two figures, dread twisting in his stomach as he witnessed the impending danger. The subway car doors hissed shut, sealing the scene within a metallic chamber of indifference. A helpless chill crept over Jack as he caught the unfolding tragedy that was about to happen. In that fleeting moment, time seemed to stretch. A gleaming knife flashed in his grip. Jack's breath caught in his throat, his mind racing in tandem with the slowed-down reality. The assailant's hand shot out, seizing the Chinese man's shoulder in a vice-like grip before plunging a knife into his lower back. A gasp of pain tore from the victim's lips, causing his body to convulse and arch backward, as though trying to escape the searing agony that coursed through him. From his vantage point, Jack couldn't discern their words, but he witnessed the target's face transform into a haunting mask of agony and despair. He could only fathom the desperate plea in the Chinese man's eyes as he grappled with the grim reality of his impending demise. The killer leaned closer, his voice a venomous whisper that failed to reach Jack's ears. He surmised the menacing demands that were being made. Panic coursed through the victim, his desperation tangible. The attacker's patience waned with each passing second, making each moment feel like an eternity. With a savage and cruel motion, the assailant struck again, the blade biting deep into his flesh. The Asian man's anguished cries were muffled inside the confines of the train car. Jack's hand reached out and pressed against the cold glass of the subway car's door. Inside, a storm of emotions churned within him. He yearned to assist, to shout for someone, anyone, to come to the victim's aid. Yet the fear of intervening held him back. Helplessness and silence reigned as he bore witness to the unfolding tragedy, his heart heavy with a profound sense of powerlessness. His eyes remained fixed on the victim, witnessing the battered and broken form crumpling to the floor. The aggressor, growing increasingly frustrated and desperate, frantically scoured the dying man for something elusive, something that remained just out of reach. With a final hopeless gasp, the Chinese man's eyes flickered and dimmed, surrendering to the torment. The killer, discovering nothing of value, vanished as abruptly as he had arrived, leaving behind a chilling tableau of chaos and death that Jack could never erase from his memory. Jack stood frozen, his mind struggling to comprehend the gruesome event he'd just witnessed. The train rumbled forward, departing a world forever altered by shadows of betrayal, and a piece of paper clutched tightly in his trembling hand.